calling options. If this is a life-threatening emergency, hang up and dial 911 or go to emergency room. To ensure quality service, your call may be recorded or monitored. Please listen carefully, as our menu items have changed.
Para continuar en español, por favor, obtenga su...
If you know your party's extension, press 7. For member services, press 1. If you are a provider, press 2. If you are a senior member, press 3. If you require technical support, press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line for the next available agent. For claims, press 1. For referrals, press 2. For eligibility, press 3. For claims.
Thank you for calling Optum. My name is Adrian. How can I assist your call?
Hi, good morning. My name is Nick Jordan, calling from provider office and checking for the status of inpatient claim. You can help me out with that.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
That will be Nick.
Thank you, Nick. And is this a professional facility claim?
It will be like professional.
Your callback number, tax ID.
213-401-2775 with the extension 4553 and the tax ID will be 954-332-724.
Member ID, date of birth.
It will be... Member ID will be 94045744, F like Frank.
Date of birth.
It will be 2/22/1958.
Member name.
That will be Robert E. Clarke.
Need a service and something else.
That will be 7/3/2024 with the total charge amount of $538.08.
$538.08. Yeah, 08 cent. Okay, review the
K-16625, same finalized on
7/3/25. Same denied on
7/3/25. Why it has been denied? Denied on 7/3/25. What is the denial reason? I am just talking about it.
Correct tax ID number.
By any chance you had claim form in front of you, like what tax ID you are seeing in that claim form, you can help me out with that?
Using this correct tax ID, I see the same tax ID number in front of me, then what is the next step would be we need to read the same as the tax ID number. Or tax ID.
But the tax ID that we have submitted with the claim is the correct tax ID, so there is no sense to be...
Nick, you are not understanding what I'm saying.
Like your voice is cracking, like I am unable to catch your whole voice.
You're stating that the provider is under the same tax ID and it's under the correct tax ID number. That we would need you to resubmit the claim with a copy of the W-9.
Like, what is your name? How do you spell your name?
Adrian. Last question was
okay, but like, if we had, we have submitted this claim as a correct claim. With the like a W-9 form also and with the medical records also, and that claim has been received, like, so why it has been denied? We have submitted the same information and the same information is getting denied for the same reason, so why it has been happening like that?
Okay, looking at the claim here, and it was meant as a, it wasn't meant as a specific claim.
Like it has been received on 6/16, and that we have submitted the corrected claim multiple times, like on 4/14 of 2025 and 6/3 of 2025. So it should be received like as a corrected claim, not a, like regular claim.
It's not a correct. It should not have been sent as a correct claim. It needs to be sent as a regular claim.
Which claim?
As a correct claim, will be denied. It was a correct claim number. Now, the next step would either be missed claim, which is a copy of the 39, or you can have the claim.
If the additional information has been sending with the claim, so we have to be sent the correct claim, right? As per the guidelines?
It just says submit with correct tax ID number. You submit it with the correct tax ID number?
The tax ID number that we have submitted, it is already corrected. It is the one, the tax ID, which we are billing the providers in there. This is very rude, so why did you put this call on hold without asking my permission?
I asked you to take me 1 moment.
You had just said that and just put that call on hold. You didn't ask me for a consent or like that.
Okay.
Is that very clear? You have received the correct claim or you have received the regular claim?
This was the claim, this was the first claim, so it was received on 16/25 and it's still denied on 72/25.
We have submitted that claim with the W-9 form also. You didn't receive that W-9 form?
We did not receive the W-9 form.
I think so. It has been denied incorrectly, because the claim form is receiving, W-9 form is not receiving, right? It is like that. We have submitted twice, from our office, that the claim form plus W-9 form.
Are you submitting it via paper or are you submitting it via?
Yeah, we are submitting it through the paper on the mailing address of 11 Technology Drive, Irvine, California, 92618, at this address.
Okay, Nick. Again, I'm trying to talk to you and try to explain what you talked about. So, we did not receive that. We sent it again. We did receive it, but it's still denied it. But we didn't, it was denied because we have received it, still denied it.
My simple question is like that. We are just filing the correct claim from last two times. And you have you didn't receive the correct claim, and you have received the simple claim, right?
This was
the correct
claim that we received on 6/16/25.
You have received the claim on 6/16/25, right? And denied it. It has been denied on 7/2/2025, right? And the claim which you have received is the correct claim or the regular one?
Correct claim.
Correct claim, right? We have just filed the correct claim with the this details also. So why? My question is like that. So why still it has been denied? So it is.
I don't have any reason. I'm not a member of this claim. If you feel like the claim has been denied,
so the claim has been denied for the same reason. So it has been there is not a point to sending the claim. We have to refile the claim like that. If we refile the claim, we have with the W-9 form also. You guys are still denying the claim like same reason, because you have also see this claim. Is there any supervisor is there rather than you? Like, I just wanted to talk with your supervisor.
Give me 1 moment here.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Optum Orange County Provider Relations Team Southline for Legacy Monarch and Legacy Healthcare Partners, Arda Health, Arda Western, and South Coast IPA. If you are a Monarch member or calling for Monarch claims or authorization status, please call customer service at 949-923-3200. And then you will press option 1 if you are a member and option 2 if you are a provider. If you are calling for Legacy Healthcare Partners and you are a member, please call.
I did not recognize that as a valid entry. Hello, Cisco Unity Messaging System. From a touchtone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4. Otherwise, please hold for an operator. Sorry, the operator is not available.